Warning. This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the Whippy. The Whippy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We're on an active war against bullshit. We will do anything we can to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept it, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I don't censor myself or hold my tongue. I attack the issues that I don't agree with, and I drag them into the light. Today won't be no different. Today we're going to have some fun. Today's a warm day here in New York City. And I am joined today with a lovely host. A lovely host in his own right. Vinny Eastwood, without Will.
Without Will. On AmericanFreedomRadio.com, you can listen to me, ladies and gentlemen, 5 days a week from 5 till 7 Central. And if you happen to be in New Zealand, that's 10 a.m. till midday, Tuesday through Saturday. And, Louis, the one thing I like about your show that I can't do on mine is there's no FCC regulation, you know?
Yes, no.
Essentially, you're in the advantageous, position, Louis, where you can literally say, I don't give a fuck.
Exactly. It's still the wild, wild west over here. It ain't, you know, everyone has their own six-shooter. They provide their own protection. Because you know what? That's all you got. That's all you had back in the wild, wild west is you, yourself, and I.
Yeah, yeah. It reminds me of the Scarface quote. I only got two things, my word and my balls, and I break them for nobody.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So
it's
you know what? This is the only way to do internet radio is totally uncensored. I can't like imagine having to censor yourself, especially in this day and age when everything is going to hell in the handbasket and everyone got their heads up their asses. Especially over here with the Democrats and the Republicans, all they're doing is blaming each other and not fixing the issue. They spend more time arguing back and forth like, well, Democrats do this, but Republicans do that.
Oh, Louis, I know exactly what you're saying, man. And I came up with a realization the other day. Mm. If a politician were to ever solve problems, that politician would soon find themselves unemployed. Because the only reason why we have politicians is because they've got so many problems. So
or
therefore,
dead.
It's in their best goddamn interest to make problems, not solve them.
Exactly.
I mean, come on.
Exactly. I mean, all they
do people want to eat?
Yeah, all they do is put a Band-Aid on the situation. And they're like, yeah. they're like, here's your sanitary napkin. Try not to bleed through it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, seriously, these people are like the colostomy bags of political thought. Our mainstream politicians, Republican, Democrat, Labour, and National here in New Zealand. And you know what really just pisses me off, Louis? Is the fact that they're all the effing same. You know, they're just
you can say fucking same with those
dead eyes. You know, sociopathic cuntbag bitch fucking niggas. Honestly,
there you go.
Destroy them.
There you go. Celebrate it.
And, yeah. I mean, seriously, we need to basically. We're back in the day, right, during the Middle Ages. If some fucking scumbag, filth cunt, bitch moron was walking down the street and he was responsible for an awful lot of suffering in your life, you spit on him. But nowadays, we shake their hand and tell them they're a good man.
Exactly. I mean, even the people that we are, I mean, this is, I'm talking about the whole Tea Party Republicans that say, oh, we're going to change everything. We're going to fight for the Constitution. What they did, they were just a bunch of wimpy cunts. Wimpy cunts.
Straight up. They don't have the fucking
balls. They enact the Patriot Act yet.
Get it done, man.
Yeah, we can't handle the criticism or anything. Yeah, we got another caller on the line. We got Michael Hutchinson. Hello, Mikey boy.
Have they enacted the Patriot Act yet? I haven't even tapped on that.
Oh yeah, no, it's back on. It's the Patriot Act. It's the gift that keeps on giving from the Bush administration.
It's Patriot Act. Which means they're probably monitoring my call right now because I'm calling from a cell phone.
Man, I'm surprised. I'm surprised they haven't. Yeah, I'm surprised they haven't installed. Yeah, sorry.
It's just you, me, and the intelligence agencies listening, you know?
Exactly. I mean, maybe we should show them a little respect and acknowledge all the intelligence agencies, Mossad, CIA, FBI, and listening in. Guys, I hope you enjoy the show, and while you're listening, I hope there's a black man currently raping your wives.
Who is the guest? Yep. I mean, who are we talking to here? I hear the Aussie accent.
No, it's actually a New Zealand accent. I'm somewhat exotic.
Sorry.
Oh, don't worry. Americans always mix it up, just like New Zealanders and Australians mix up the Canadian and American accents. Mm-hmm.
What's your name, sir?
The exact same kind of relationship. I'm Vinny Eastwood from the VinnyEastwoodShow.com.
Yep. Twice.
And I like to look on the lighter side of genocide, basically, with everything going so fucking nuts and crazy everywhere and very dangerous. It's best to cackle about it because laughter is apparently the strongest form of denial.
Oh yeah. Well, actually, no. It's not. It's not. It really. I mean, let's not. You know, as someone that I'm a student of humor, I loved Bill Hicks. In fact, I still love Bill Hicks, even though he's dead and buried. His comedy is still relevant, and he was filthy.
I like stuff too.
He was filthy, and this is why you make jokes about the horrible shit going on. Because it teaches people not to accept the bad shit, because if they're laughing at it, they think it's absurd. If it's absurd, then why can't let it continue?
Yeah, well, as you say, funny you should mention Bill Hicks, because right next to me I have a hand-painted, rest in peace, Bill Hicks, 1961 to 1994, painted in 2007 by a work colleague of mine. And I contracted her to do this because I just love Bill Hicks so much, and I thought I needed a personal artwork to commemorate him, and it's right next to my computer.
Yeah, no, I mean, Bill Hicks, imagine how dangerous he would be if he was still alive. That's why they had to kill him. I do believe, I mean, not that I have any proof or anything, there's something I believe, the fact that he died of cancer so young that it was given to him. It was like, here's a gift. Here's a gift for exposure.
George Carlin too. That's my theory, but
nah, he had, I mean, he started getting a little bit more radical.
Carlin didn't die young, is what was that?
Yeah,
he didn't. I'm pretty sure he was getting it on.
I mean, he was saying the right shit.
Absolutely.
I mean, the thing is, towards
the end of their lives, I find a lot of people towards the end of their lives who have public profiles and or have secret information or that, towards the end of their lives, they're like, fuck it, what have I got to lose? Are they going to kill me?
Yeah, no, it's really,
anyway.
Yeah, I mean, hell, go full blast, go balls to the walls. In fact, that's how we all should be living. I mean, if you're an activist, you got to live each day like it's your last, because especially if you're doing some change, especially if you're really getting out there, you should really just say, fuck it. You know, they're going to kill me. They're going to kill me no matter what.
They're
going to
kill all of us. I'm going to kill all of us.
Vinny, I was liking what you were saying about the government going out of business. I was liking what I was hearing there.
I think maybe it's the government's job to create the problems and the public's job to propose the solutions. But the government seems to want to take that responsibility for us and just, you know, create the problems. Then as we react, they propose the solutions. You know, they've kind of jumped the gun. and it's not tolerable anymore. I mean, quite frankly, man, every time I hear a politician talk about some description of freaking disaster or emergency or anything that's even slightly scary, oh, they've got to give the police more guns. Oh, we've got to put
Exactly. I mean, now they don't even have to carry out the terror attacks to put in more control.
You can't walk up to one of these cock-swingling, jism-stained fuck nuggets and tell them, like, hey, bro, you were going to do that any fucking way, okay?
What was that comment?
Cock-swingling, jism-stained fuck nuggets. There we go.
Fuck nuggets, okay.
All right. Basically, you can't get them to comprehend how foolish they are. And this is the thing about really stupid people that wind up getting themselves into inordinate positions of power, is that they're so fucking stupid, is that they can't even conceive just how dangerous they are via their stupidity.
Right.
You know? And the consequence of their actions seems to not matter to them, because they're not on the ground floor where that billiard ball hits, so to speak. You know, it's like that person on top of the, you remember the scene, that YouTube video of that dude throwing that fire extinguisher off the top of the building during the riots in England? That's basically what a lot of our politicians are.
Oh, dude, I mean, Reuters even recorded, remember when they were breaking into that, to the bank, and the press guy's like, I'm press, and the cops are trying to get all the people out of the bank that they broke into, and you hear a guy says, I'm a cop, I'm undercover. I mean, it's faint, it's faint, but you hear it, and it's one of the anarchists, I'm a cop undercover.
Fake anarchists,
Yeah.
That upsets me. I mean, I view myself as an anarchist, and I wouldn't go on the street with a mask on my face like a little sissy. These people make me mad.
They're impossible, really, to want to be like, is the thing. Because, and this is the reason why, a lot of people tell me, Vinny, I just don't understand. Why would somebody do something like that? And I say, well, I'll tell you the reason why you don't understand first. It's because you're not a psychopath. Okay, if you were a psychopath, you'd see infinite justification in the world, in the way the world is being run. But because
one of the biggest threats to our freedom is hypocrisy, especially when it comes to like special interest groups as well, like feminists, equal opportunity laws, especially here. Cause, I mean, we can't just say, okay, well, everyone has rights, just plain and simple. No, because a lot of these special interest groups, we need more rights, but in order to get these more rights, we need to take away rights from someone else. I mean, that's the whole hypocrisy that's going on. I mean, the Republicans over here, they blame the Democrats. Democrats blame the Republicans, but they're doing the same thing behind closed doors. They're screwing over the American people. And like you said, if they decided to start fixing problems, I think it would be worse than getting fired. I mean, in fact, they'll get fired, but their car would burn like Senator Wellstone. or that congressman that went to go investigate Jonestown, and he got killed on duty. I mean, if any of these politicians really started stepping up and started making a difference. You know, this is why I don't trust Ron Paul. I mean, this is why I've come to not trust Ron Paul. Because, I mean, look, they're letting him. They're allowing this debate to happen. Oh, yeah, now the Fed...
Maybe they're trying to parlay it, Louis. Okay, like, and maybe if they think, oh, well, we'll just give him this little candidate and then we'll keep setting him up and all that kind of stuff.
He's
but
a Freemason.
If they were to kill him, and I'm pretty yeah. sure that they could do it in such a way that you wouldn't be able to prove whether or not it was murder, you know, like there's all these different poisons and people that can give you heart attacks and all that kind of jazz, you know.
Yeah.
If they wanted to kill him, they would have killed him already. So, you know, there is that danger.
Unless he's one of the animals.
Well, and then the other side of the argument is kind of like the Alex Jonesian type thing is because he's so big and because he's so influential, they wouldn't dare touch him because it would threaten an underline.
Yeah, no. All they got to do, I mean, look, Alex Jones is so touchable, especially after this whole Charlie Sheen debacle. I mean, it's so easy. I mean, look, I speak to a lot of the truthers. They don't even like Alex Jones no more. His power... He's not as strong as he used to be in popularity. If he was to go, I mean, it wouldn't hurt the movement. But the way they're gonna take him out, I mean, that's if he was one of them. I mean, what they'll do is they'll just discredit him, and then you know, a few months later, quietly there'll be a slight blurb that oh well, he died of a heart attack. That's it. That's if he wasn't one of them. But, you know, I mean, Alex Jones doesn't go far enough. All I've seen him do also is sabotage other truthers for the sake of him trying to make money. He's always claiming he has poverty. And, Mike, what's that joke you always like to say?
Which one?
The answer to 1983 is 1995. No.
The answer to 1984 is 1995, and it's because current.
Yeah, I mean, look,
what's the deal with 95?
Oh,
it's 1995.
That's how much
is dollars.
Yeah, that's how much his DVDs cost, $19 and 95 cents. And I'm not saying it's wrong. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, I'm not saying...
You have to type it out and read it for it to have that effect.
Exactly.
You know, saying $19.95 kind of ruins it. You know, it's
exactly.
got to be a number.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, it's not wrong to try to make money, especially if you're doing this full-time. But the fact is, he's always claiming poverty. He's always saying, oh, well, I can barely afford shoes for my kids. And you know, dude... Dude, come on!
Live in a decent house and all
oh,
that.
Oh, he does, and he has all this money to jet set across the United States, across the world, to you know, do whatever bollocky thing he wants to do. But Mike, you know, I need you guys to donate money and buy my DVDs.
Is he banned from countries? No, but if I were to go to some European countries like Germany, they might throw me in jail.
Dude, I mean, how did they, you know, I'm not, God, what's the name of that conservative, he's like really ultra-conservative talk show host, how come Alex is not banned in countries yet? Michael Savage is banned from London. From the UK.
Apparently, Jones and InfoWars and all of that kind of stuff is blocked all around the world. In fact, in New Zealand last year, I think, I'm not sure who ordered it, but InfoWars and PrisonPlanet.com were in fact ordered, censored by New Zealand internet service providers. And there were only two, I believe it was Orcon, who I'm with currently to this day, and for this very reason,
and
Slingshot were the only two ones to refuse to censor it. And interestingly enough, the other big providers, they all did censor it, and within minutes, they had thousands and thousands of emails going, what the fuck are you doing cutting off my fucking InfoWars? I'm fighting by Alex Jones. it's like there's a million Alex Joneses out there. Are they all listening to
here, this, we got Vinny, we got a comment from Christy of Truth Brigade Radio. She says, doesn't Vinny know what Jones has done to our network, threatening advertisers and stuff?
I know exactly what he's done.
Calling guests, telling them not to come on. AJ being a thief is the only reason our network exists, and by their network, American Freedom Radio.
Jeff Rams.
Yeah, I mean,
he kicked Jeff Rams off GCN. He kicked Jack Blood off GCN. In fact, Jack Blood was sit in for Alex Jones on occasion. Yeah. And one time he sat in and he interviewed a guest. And then after the show was over, I thought, well, I think it might have even been during the break, they got a fucking angry call saying, you know, by the hand that feeds you, Alex interviews the big guest and all that kind of stuff, from his wife, I think.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know? I mean, you know, you forget, Vinny, the reason why Mike Rivera had to change the name of his show to What the Fuck Really Happened. I mean, you know, well, you can't expose certain subjects. You know, Jones likes to push it to the other side. Well, the thing is, there are people a lot deeper that go a lot deeper than Jones. Jones is elementary school when it comes to the conspiracy game, and people outgrow him.
I think you're right, Louis, that he's the person who teaches you your ABCs, mm-hmm. and then you go through George Norrie and all of that, and they'll fucking teach you calculus. You know, Jones is good at waking people up and getting them motivated, angry, and fired up. Now, be that as it may, I mean, I like to balance out my thought process here. Now, on the one hand, I know what Jones has done, and I will not make any excuses for him. What he's done is totally inexcusable, right?
Exactly.
But be that as it may, I still love his films. I still listen to his radio show because there's good guests, good information, that kind of thing. However, knowing full well that he's a fucking scumbag, okay, and that's the difference. You can use somebody's information and you can use their works for good, even if they're a scumbag.
Yeah, but that's the thing.
He's a step up from David Icke, who blames reptilian. Look, what Jones does, I mean, people will say that he's brought people in. I'm sure he has. But I think he has scared more people off than he has brought in. And that's just my take on it. I mean, you should listen how he escalates himself during the show. He works you into this frenzy. Or at the beginning, he starts off calmer at the beginning of the show, and he works you up.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome.
So pay attention to that. I mean, pay attention to how he does that for the show.
He came from the advertising world and all of that kind of stuff, recording radio ads, and he dropped out of college and all the stuff we know. And I think that he's used his ability as an advertiser to kind of structure his show. Like, he's totally obsessive. He listens to everybody's show, like pretty much everybody's show. He's always listening to Limbaugh and Glenn Beck and George Norrie and everyone else because he is very dedicated at staying on top. But unfortunately, even though I've got that same technical motivation to try and lift myself and my family and all the other patriots up, I'm not sure if he does that specifically for everybody else or specifically for himself, right? Because I know that he sabotages.
Of course, it's for himself. Because if he was just doing it purely to get the message out, it would just be that, to get the message out. I mean, look, there are a lot of the patriots out there, a lot of truthers out there. You know, myself included, we don't get paid to do this radio show. I mean, yeah, I just recently started asking, you know, put a little donation button on my site. And even then, you know, I'm so fucking transparent about it But the thing is, I'm currently looking for a job. People have day jobs because we will still do the radio show for free and we'll try to put out as much information as we can for free because that's how dedicated we are about the information, you know.
On my aspect, I'm kind of business minded. I'm a lot like my father, who when he was still a young man, had 97% market share in the Southern Hemisphere for all forklift tires and designed over 400 different tires himself.
Mm-hmm.
Completely revolutionized the industry by himself. And I've got that kind of DNA in me, so to speak. And what I want to do is kind of help other truthers to make money, right? Everybody's got products. They've either got a videos that they've made on YouTube or they've got a radio show or they've got something that they can sell, but they haven't turned it into a properly sellable product. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like the Fluoride Action Network, for example, you can't buy anything off them until yesterday after I filmed, edited, uploaded, and then designed the DVD and DVD cover for the presentation of Dr. Paul Connett, the world's leading authority on fluoride toxicity. Now they have a product that they can sell. And I took the reins on that one because I know for a fact that Truth is, unfortunately, actually, in my opinion, I think they devote themselves too much to getting the truth out, and they miss the fact that if they were self-funded and they had enough product to support themselves, they'd be far more effective and far more dangerous, because it means that they could spend all day every day.
The only problem with that, Vinny, is, I mean, this is the problem I see. I mean, the market for truthers is very limited. I mean, it's
I disagree.
You know, it's very. That's why I try to wake up non-truthers. I mean, this is I don't consider this a truther show because I talk about a variety of things, not necessarily conspiracy, but I wanna bring in like people who don't know that 9/11 was an inside job.
My opinion is it's kind of like, if we are going to be talking about this kind of stuff, you kind of have to, assume that your audience sort of knows what you're talking about already, you know, advanced truth seekers. Whether or not they've heard me before or ever will again has kind of missed the mark, you know. It's not really the point. Point of fact is we need to wake people up more and more and more. So yeah. It's exactly true what you say, Louis, is that that's the market audience that we need to be expanding, right? We shouldn't be concentrating on squabbling over the scraps from the king's table and fighting each other. And this is the thing that really fucks me off about the truth movement, patriot movement. And being from New Zealand, I experienced that here just as patriots and truthers fight with each other over in the US and UK and all of that kind of stuff. I don't care about that anymore. What I say is that the points that we agree, we should come together and collaborate. On the points that we disagree, we can leave for a discussion some other time.
Yeah.
About to be exterminated.
Yeah, I mean, I was on your show. I mean, because I will expose another truther if they're misbehaving and doing wrong and hurting people. I mean, like what I've been doing with Luke for the past 3 years already, trying to expose Luke for what he's done. And now the truth is out there. Everyone knows it. He actually took an additional $11,000 that was meant for first responders, because when he started getting exposed, he's like, oh, I'm going to need this. I might need this for my legal fund. Oh, and taxes, you know, instead of giving it to the first responders to which it was raised for. But, you know, that's... I mean, I understand fighting over, bickering over,
actually a criminal.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, that's the distinction that we have to draw, and we really kind of have to love each other a little bit
yeah,
more.
Yeah, I mean,
the question
you have to ask yourself before you start fighting with another truther is, who has this person hurt? Are they hurting people doing what they're doing? And if the question is yes, then yeah, by all means, expose them. If not, then, you know, slow your roll.
Yeah. And I thought that I'm pretty capable of being corrupted after all. I did used to be a salesman. Uh-huh. So my thoughts are that in order to head that off, that possibility, I just kind of want to make friends with people like yourself, Louis, and, you know, Danny Romero at American Freedom Radio. They're very honorable people who really, really do want the truth for the truth's sake, but aren't dicks about it. You know, there's some people who are just absolutely abrasive and very, very unfriendly. And despite the fact that they're truthers, I just kind of don't have any time for them because they're all so negative all the fucking time. You know, and me personally, I like to look on the lighter side of genocide, as I say, and have a few cackles and laughs about it.
Oh yeah, no, that's another thing. That's another thing I hate. They're so, I mean, look, this is the shit I've always run into. Oh, why does everything gotta be a joke? Why always trying to make dirty jokes and all this? I'm like, why not? Why not laugh at what's going on? Why not show how absurd the shit that's going on? Well, and you know, tell me, Vinny, did you get a how-to book on how to be a proper truther? Because I didn't get it. I've been playing this shit by ear since jump. I mean, I didn't get, you know, yeah. I get all these people quoting rules that I've never seen before. Oh, well, you can't do this, you can't do that. Oh, really? Where are these rules written? If you break them, what happens? Oh, you're just going to make up shit and talk shit about me? I guess I could deal with that.
It's you lose your credibility, Louis. You know, me personally, I don't give a shit about credibility. All right? Seriously.
Yeah, I mean, who grants credibility?
I consider myself totally incredible. You know.
Yeah, who grants credibility?
The matter is,
Who grants this credibility? I mean, who grants it? Who takes it away? I mean,
who's holding the measuring stick here?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if we're going to measure it by perhaps success, like let's say listenership, number one in the world in terms of truthers would be George Norrie, 29 million listeners on Coast to Coast AM. You know, that's basically hands down. He's probably the biggest truther talk radio host in the world.
Right.
Absolutely fabulous. I can't really have much to argue with that, okay? Because the methodology that he follows is that he puts it for a very general, like a G-rated audience kind of thing, you know? There's no swearing, there's no talk about drugs. It's just, you know, bringing on a pretty amazing guest to talk about pretty far-out shit. And it works very well. Now, my thoughts is that within the movement of people that are very, very much interested in the truth, let's say you thought that this market is actually pretty small, right? I'm not sure if that's absolutely true. If people like George Norrie have 29 million listeners, and just in the US, of course, and of course the rest of the world doesn't even know of his existence, but there's plenty of truthers everywhere. And when I'm going out, I film dance parties to get a bit of money on the side, and you'd be surprised. Every single time that I go to a party, and I'm not lying here, every single time I find another truther. You know, we're fucking everywhere. It's like that. It's like that flag that has the three and the dude with the musket. We're everywhere. That's it. We really are. And the problem is, because we've been so brainwashed and dumbed down, we start to think that we aren't everywhere. Like, the enemy propaganda is actually starting to work on us, where we start to think that we're alone, where we start to think that we're isolated, where we start to think that we're not having any effect. And the opposite is true. Just like everything else the New World Order and mainstream media tells us, it's a fucking lie.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And there's very little that will convince me to the contrary, because I'm constantly being proved. I'm constantly having my thoughts proven to be real right in front of me everywhere I go. I can't escape it, you know. And that's the thing about the truth. You can't fucking escape it. Anybody who tries is simply, well, they're swimming in denial with crocodiles. You know what I'm saying? There's no light at the end of the tunnel for those who choose to put their blinders on. All right? That's basically it.
Exactly.
And the rest of us, on the other hand, hey, fuck it. There ain't no rules. There ain't no goddamn authority when it comes to truthers. There is only us and what we are doing right this very moment. There's only one moment in all of history that will stretch on through all of eternity, and it's this moment right here, right now. What are you going to do about it?
Boom. One more curse, please.
Mm-hmm. One more curse?
Yes, please.
Rahim, or that lacon, that is my Jewish curse.
Oh, okay.
I'm just joking. I'm not
there
Jewish.
You go.
But in terms of curse, what's that beeping sound?
Oh, I'm keeping track. Since you're finally uncensored and cutting loose, every time you curse, there's. There you go.
Right, it's like the little light going on above your head. Oh, I just thought of a brilliant invention.
Yeah. In fact, I kind of want to. I want to move on. To some articles. Get you guys. Use guys. I'm so
article.
Fuck. I'm so fucking Brooklyn right now. Yes.
Iceland declares independence from international banks. This isn't from netrightdaily.com. Iceland is free, and it will remain so long as her people wish to remain autonomous of the foreign dominations of her would-be masters.
You know what I hear when you tell me that, Vinny? We are now going to be going to war with Iceland now. Fuck.
There'll be some Icelandic rebels that will set up their own oil company in central bank.
What do we do? Yeah, exactly. It's like, we're bombing other white people now? We're going to start bombing white people now. Okay, yeah, all right. What did Iceland do? Yeah, that's what I understand from what you just told me right there. As soon as you said that, I was like, oh, shit, we're going to war with Iceland now.
On April 9, the fiercely independent people of Island Nation defeated a referendum that would have bailed out the UK and the Netherlands, who had covered the deposits of British and Dutch investors who had lost funds in ice sales banks in 2008. So it would appear that they've put all their accounts on ice. At the time of the bank's failure, Iceland refused to cover the losses, but the UK and Netherlands nonetheless demanded that Iceland repay them for the loan as a condition for the admission into the European Union.
Mm-hmm.
In response, the Icelandic people have told Europe to go pound sand. The final vote was 103,207.
Do people actually say that? Do people actually go pound sand?
Go ahead.
Sure,
with more colourful descriptions. Taxpayers should not be responsible for paying the debts of a private institution. What a fucking revolutionary thought!
There you go.
Said Sir Grier Anderson, a spokeswoman for the advice group that opposed the bailout. Now, what's happening with QE2? I hear there's going to be QE3 and probably QE fucking 700 or Rocky 7 or whatever the fuck by the end of the frickin'...
By the
Federal Reserve stop there. I mean, come on. I'm really, really just getting frustrated with banks, you know, mostly because of the fact that we're all in debt to them. You go anywhere.
We're not in debt to them. It's like
any room and you ask people, put your hands up if you're in debt to a bank. Everybody is.
It's not that we're in debt, it's just that they're the big bully that's asking for our lunch money. And they're backed by the government. They're backed by the principal. You know what? Give them your lunch money.
I don't recognize debt. I never signed a contract. I didn't borrow that money. I don't recognize
it.
We're not paying a fucking dime. That's how that goes.
Yeah. Well,
why not? Why not?
We're having a good cackle here on the Cult Shot Radio, ladies and gentlemen.
Did you guys hear about I'm tripping on my own damn tongue. You know how this new religion, these green products, I mean, environmentalists are the most full of shit people in society today. The green movement is so full of shit. People will buy anything with green or eco-friendly on the label, pay the extra $10 to $15 and think they're making a difference, but they still buy the gas and drive their SUVs and freaking still pollute, do other things, but they think they buy this little insignificant piece of crap somehow offsets their pollution. I mean, you're still polluting.
It's still bullshit, because yes. I can tell you what, if you throw it into a fire, it goes... That's not good news. Or if you swallow it and it poisons you, you should not be using it
exactly.
On your countertops anyway.
It's like me eating a cheeseburger and fries and then downing a diet soda thinking it is going to cancel it all out. No, I'm still going to end up being a fat fuck. So, I mean, the thing that really pisses me off about this green movement is just like, look, where is most of the manufacturing going on? It's going on in China. China does not have those environmental things going on. In fact, the funny shit is, a lot of the green products that are out there are made in China. And they're still bad for the environment. In fact, hell, the incandescent light bulbs have mercury in them. Yeah, they might save you a couple cents. Maybe it doesn't take as much. But, you know, if you break it, you're pretty much screwed. So there's that, I mean, it's that hypocrisy. And then you see these people from Greenpeace, dude, give us some money, you know, do you want to sponsor Greenpeace? You want to sponsor Greenpeace to help fight global warming? Oh, yeah. I'm going to give my five bucks.
I've got a pair of scissors here to help fight dreadlocks.
Exactly. No, I mean, I straight up ask him, okay, so how does my $5 a month help fight global warming? Oh, well, it helps reduce carbon. I'm like, okay, how, you know, I could go to the store right now, get a couple of seeds to grow some trees, and that's going to suck up all the carbon, ain't it? Why don't we just grow some trees and cut the bullshit? Well, better yet, how's about we do some real environmentalist stuff, and if you don't agree with what the company's doing, stop buying from them. I mean, that's the only way you're going to really fight any type of pollution, because there is pollution. There are people dumping shit into the ocean. Look at the Japanese. They're dumping radioactive crap in the ocean. Yeah, it's not their fault, but, you know, oh well.
Well, you know, you should never dump anything into the ocean. I mean, what did the Gulf of Oil Cano crisis teach us? If not, don't fuck with the ocean!
Exactly.
You know, because Jesus Christ, man, everybody out there, it would have to be pretty freaking insane to think that the oceans aren't interconnected, okay? Mm-hmm. And what we're talking about now is virtually, well, it's the extinction level event that we've been waiting for the elite to pull on us the whole time.
Yeah,
we're either going to be dying of thyroid cancer or having our children born deformed. You know, we're fucked, all of us. Fucked.
Exactly. Well, with that,
that's the challenge of our time.
All right, Vinny, we're gonna take a quick break because I gotta go, you know, send the facts. So this is Luca with his song Lost, featuring Bliss.
The American dream really is. And I think that's...
Yeah, right.
Been sequestered in the studio. Temperament is moody, yo. The temperature is soothing, though, enough to let the toolie go. Excuse me, flow, not ready to be whipped. She truly knows, steaming and now hot. You seen Egypt. Decrypt, just like the targets broke. Kinda creepish, started at Dumbarton Oaks. See, people who run the world don't run for office. Machines do, so need to bring the gun to caucus. Cautious and pumped up like Mark Essex. He told me to take cover, fuck that, I jet it. Bang, bang, boss a swang on a hang gang. Awesome, that could season sauces for Lang Wang. Laid back, paid back from east to west. West to east, put this beast to rest. Unleash the peace, it's unfleshed.
We'll fight and endure and win together.
Take, step, life's breath. We hold, give, soul. Take your step back. Life's one breath left. We will hold death. Give your soul depth.
Your code is your culture, provided and perverted. Reverse it, we're part of this shit, highly subverted. Miley Cyrus assigned the wild poster child. Serious, starring the virus, it's in your home now. Throw down, what's the lowdown? We get a hard copy, something like Nagasaki. Feel sorry for your mommy. The toughest thing would be to keep your sanity. Tried to keep the family together and they abandoned me. What have we become of late? It's such a mad world. All kinds of weaponry laid, it's been a bad girl. All to the natives made a non-stop offer. From the builders of the silver columns, rocket Gibraltar. Fuck it, nothing's changed, this is just a numbers game. Plus the sum total doesn't equal a bucket of change. Strange, united but subdivided. The toxins coincided, fuck you, you know you like it.
Step, life's breath. We hold, give, soul. Take your step back. Life's one breath left. We will hold death. Give your soul depth.
Smoke kush, not coke like Bush. One toke over the ledge and left them on his tush. Shush, I push more words but hard arguments. Being myself always ends up starting shit. Abuse the plaintiff, the bench tries oppressing me. The judge is a fag, fuck his bailiff is right next to me. In ecstasy, really just a classic case. A basket case, spit shine his plastic face. Disaster to the master race, getting giddy. It's not so safe, still living in the city. The reward for conformity is everybody likes you. Cause everybody's like you, fuck what you might do. Psycholinguistics, I might go ballistic. Wind up on a hit list, cause I explain the premise. Remember my shit before I'm sent a drip. Dead with the fish, but within your head, accept the skip.
Take, step, life's breath. We hold.
What's up? We're back. This is Crouch Out Radio Show. That was Luca with his song Lost, L-A-W-S-T. Check him out at youtube.com/Joey Stacks. Yeah, we got this next article here. Well, we'll wait for Vinny to come back.
I'm right here, man.
Oh, you're back? Oh, okay. Dude,
with the next article anyway.
Yeah, we got, did you hear about this? Chicago, basically, Chicago is saying that, you know, any parent that brings, that makes homemade lunch for them is basically a child abuser. They're banning parents from being parents and making their own lunches. In fact, I know this because I have a sister who lives in Chicago, and she makes lunch for her kids because she is so worried about their health. Because we all know, I mean, and this is me. When I've ate school lunches, I used to get sick a lot. I didn't feel well. The milk would sour my stomach. And then when I started bringing my own lunch, I was better. My immune system was better. You know, and you know, it was just that slight change, but in Chicago, oh yeah, you can't, oh, well, we're banning homemade lunch. You gotta eat our fucking chemically induced crap. Turn your kids into little mind control demons because they're not getting their dosage of any mind control psychotropic drugs to keep them calm. Because you know what? Your kids are too uppity because they have so much energy because they're kids. And, you know, it's not natural to keep them in a goddamn classroom. Of course they're going to get fidgety. You know? But no. Let's just dope your kids with the food. You know? Fucking Soylent school food. Ugh.
Calm down. Take your Prozac. We'll put it in your food for you. And you know what? They can't bring lunch, and if they don't eat lunch here, we're going to call child services for child abuse. You are not feeding your kids.
Yeah, look, the first argument was there were a lot of parents that are not being parents. Now they're making it a law that you can't be a parent to your own damn kid. What the hell? I mean,
it seems to be natural. It's natural progression here, Louis. They're always trying to undermine the family unit. And this is what really fucks me off to no end, is that the family unit is the one reason why anybody's anywhere got any morals or ethics even left, is because they've got a family unit. And this is just one more attempt, you know, piling on the separation. You know, you can't have parents that are fully responsible for their children. You have to have the children fully, you know, believe that their state is their family, and that their leader is their father or their mother or whatever. You know, they're trying to replace a natural, organic, nuclear family with a totally brainwashed, mind-slave network of scum.
Yeah, you're right, because when I went to school, you know, you go to school 8 hours a day, five times a week, you see your teachers more than you see your family. I mean, especially in high school, there was this English teacher who I used to, like, always slip up and call her mom. And there were male teachers that a lot of the female students would slip up and call them dad. And I mean that it was kind of freaky because you catch yourself like, wait a minute, why am I calling you mom? But the thing is, you saw these teachers more than you see your own parents. And on the weekends, you know, especially when you get older, last thing you want to do is hang out with your parents. Why not? It's all about programming that's going on. They want to, you know, as simple as this is, a home cooked meal is love, you know? It's love. I mean, if somebody takes the time to cook you a meal and send you home and make sure, you know, you feel special because, you know what, you're not getting the same crap as everyone else. You think what you're getting is better because it's not, you're not a cookie cutter like everyone. Yeah, my food is better because my mom made it. It's not coming out of, you know, the crack out of the lunch lady's ass, you know? I mean, a lot of this food makes you fucking sick. I mean, that's my bottom line. Yeah,
yeah,
I mean, look, and look.
A lot of it. I'd probably say almost all of it.
Yeah, I mean, look. I mean, Christy, when she came to visit me here, she actually brought some homemade food, man. It was delish.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And that's the thing. When you can make your own food, you're independent to a certain extent. If you can't make your own food, and this is an interesting thing, article came out, South Auckland, right? And I live in Auckland, and South Auckland is kind of like the rundown, bad part of town, etc. Right. Supposedly, right?
Allegedly.
And in there, they haven't had any home economics classes for decades, right? Mm. And now there are children going to school now who don't know how to use a knife and fork.
Okay? Wow!
Every meal that they have is out of a packet, right? And you know, so a lot of people saw this going on, and they're like, "Jesus Christ, we got to do something about this." So they started up what are they called? There were 700 schools that started to take part in this program, where they would teach children to grow organic food and then to harvest it and then cook it. Okay, to have the whole spectrum of life, from the point where you knowing where your food comes from to being able to actually get it yourself and prepare it yourself so that you're totally independent. And then government comes along and says, hey, we're giving a very small amount for the 700 school program, and it's not good. Let's just stop funding that.
Oh no, that makes totally sense. I mean, you know, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, because we can't have the populace getting independent and start relying on itself. No, that's backwards. We need them to believe in father government and start shoving Jews in ovens. I mean,
I'm daddy government. Come and follow me.
Yes, Har Eastwood.
Harry Sutter.
Yes. Actually, that reminds me of a skit that I did years ago. Oh shit, it started raining. Damn it though, that move ruins my plans for tonight. I was about to go back after the show. I was gonna go back outside and do some midnight scootering.
You know what you should do instead of midnight scootering? You should put duct tape on your window so the fallout from the radiation that's coming down outside doesn't come inside.
Man, know, I live in a cancer cluster. If I haven't caught cancer yet, I ain't gonna.
Yeah. It's like we were talking about today on my show. It's like you've been infected with so many diseases that they cancel each other out.
Exactly. Like Mr. Burns. Remember that episode of The Simpsons where he had so many diseases that's what was keeping him alive because it was jamming up the door.
Yeah.
It's like you have that, and it's mostly for women, and you have that too.
Is that the new American dream to be so badly diseased that you can't die?
Yeah, I know, right?
And you know what? I think that's exactly what happened. Look at Dick Cheney. He's badly diseased as hell, and he never dies.
You know, no.
I can't believe it.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't, man. In fact, here, hold on. Let me get... Where is it?
He had a pentuple bypass or some shit?
Yeah, dude. He's literally the $6 million man, but instead of shit making him stronger, they just put like plastic and mush. Anyways, here's a little comedian.
We can make you eviler and more conniving and less human than ever before.
Yeah, I mean here's a quick thing here. Little is known of Adolf Hitler's life before becoming Führer. Did you know Hitler started as Berlin's best stand-up comedian? Now you could take these recordings home and enjoy them for you and yours. Now, straight from the factory, Hitler's stand-up routines. Hitler's stand-up is getting rave reviews, so get your copies today.
Holy shit!
Exactly.
The Hitlerian.
Yes.
Somebody tells me, Louis, that Hitler is kind of becoming... You know how people always compare, like, Bush to Hitler, Obama to Hitler, and this week? You know, it's being overdone. perhaps we need some kind of new tyranny, you know, something that's like uber way worse than World War II ever was. I mean, you know, they've reached the pinnacle right there.
Oh, dude, they do the same thing.
Evil, you know, but this whole Hitler analogy, I know he was paid by the bankers. I'm completely aware of that, but they just used him to reinforce certain portions of history that they portray. We'll just leave it at that.
Make everybody afraid of that evil person rising up out of nowhere. So we need the loving UN to save us. And by save us, I mean block the ways out so we get hacked up by machetes, as they did in Rwanda and Burundi.
It's so bad
that we needed to create the State of Israel. I mean, that's what that reinforces. It reinforces that, you know, we need to have Israel because a guy like that could come again.
I think we should start taking Israel a little less seriously.
We talk about the Red Army being heroes for stopping them. Hello, how many people did they kill? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the Russians actually starved 6 million Ukrainians to death, you know, before World War II, I think. Yeah. It's like they killed, they killed 7 million, a million more than the Holocaust. The Ukrainians died because the Russians confiscated all their food, and they just starved to death. And speaking of the state of Israel, I've got Israeli jokes, boys. Why are Israelis distrustful of chickpeas? Because they could be working for Hamas.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why you don't take Israelis out for Turkish kebabs. Because they'll shoot at the Hamas.
Okay,
and lastly,
I don't get it.
There's three jokes. Hamas meaning hummus.
Oh,
hummus.
Okay, all right.
Hummus.
Okay.
And last one. What do Israeli tank crews say when they see groups of Palestinian children? Shalom.
What?
Shalom. As in shell them. You don't get it, do you? Oh. How you say hello? How do you say hello?
All right. Moving on.
Yeah. Never mind. I guess you had to be there, being shelled.
All right.
Oh, my goodness. That's that sympathy music.
Yeah, I don't deserve any sympathy.
But play the sympathy music. You know, I could get on some emotional talk with it.
Yeah. And I can start walking away on the side of the highway, you know, with my back to the camera.
Yeah.
You know, I was a victim. You know, even though the number's not on my arm, they removed it. I was one of the few. I was still... They were about to put me in the gas chamber. So... We need the State of Israel. Please support us killing the Palestinians.
Oh, man.
There's nothing like supporting killing Palestinians to make you feel fabulous in the morning, you know?
Yeah.
So what if Palestinians get killed? They are God's. You know, they're God's chosen people, those Palestinians. They're just in the way. Just fucking shoot them all. Kill them.
Yeah. They're like rabbits, you know. Just exterminate them. Yeah, that's what they love, you know. And you know what's funny about Israel? It's foreign policy, man. Seriously, if you protest about Israel anywhere, fuck the police descend on you quickly, man. Honestly.
Here
in New Zealand a couple of days ago, and the protesters were just, you know, there with megaphones chanting and that kind of stuff, and the police showed up and started shoving them over to the other side of the road, dragging people by their fucking hair, right? And then a year before that, we had Shahar Peer, the Israeli tennis pro, come here for the ASB Classic tennis tournament, and they arrested 9 people. For blowing fucking whistle. What is it about Israel that makes police act like such cunts?
Well, they do the same thing with China too. I mean, remember during the Summer Olympics, they were running, and there were people protesting China and Chinese police. They actually let Chinese police arrest.
Yeah, but that was in China. There's a difference there.
No, that was in San Francisco.
I don't know.
Hold on.
That happened in New Zealand too. The Chinese delegation was coming into Parliament grounds, and we were on Parliament fucking grounds, and the Green MP, Russell Norman, was holding up a Free Tibet flag, and the Chinese security fucking assaulted him. All right? A member of our Parliament being assaulted by Chinese security on our own fucking Parliament grounds, and then we go and sign a free trade deal with China. Just to show them that we love them.
Yeah.
What kind of fucking country?
Oh, yeah, here it is. Capitol Police arrest minister for protesting Chinese human rights.
Yep.
That's true, but there's no such thing in the world as the protocols of the secret kung fu fighters. So, you know.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
You got the plan for Zionist domination and the protocols of Zion. So,
yeah.
That's my statement on that.
Yeah, well, a lot of Zionists are not Jews. They're just,
I'll give you that.
Okay. Oh, in fact, I have a.
I like pointing out hypocrisy everywhere. And look, Israel is very hypocritical when it comes to shit.
Lot of Jews there if they got in the way. So I mean, I'm by no means saying.
Oh yeah, no. I mean, they're no different. They're no different from us.
That's true. They make conscious decisions to do things or not do things, just like anybody else. So
I have a song that I can play here, Louis, if you'll let me. It's by a Palestinian rapper called Low Key.
Oh, I know him. Is it Abomination or Cradle of Civilization? Because I got it.
Long Live Palestine.
Okay.
Hold on. I'll just play this for you.
Yes.
I've listened to Palestinian rap quite a bit, so.
Not every Zionist is Jewish.
Oh.
Not every Jew is a Zionist.
This is for Palestine.
Wow, this is coming out bad. Vinny, it's cutting out in the bed.
Louis the name of the song and he can play it.
Yeah, I found it. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna download it right
now.
Yeah, I'm gonna download it right now and I'm gonna play it. Fuck it, let's go overtime. Who wants to go overtime? Let's have some fun. It's raining.
Sure, let's go overtime. We do it almost every night.
Alright, fine.
We do it almost every night, so you know, why not tonight?
Yeah,
don't be a wise ass. Don't be a wise ass, Mikey. No one likes a wise ass, you know? Jesus.
Wisdom is good. I like wisdom.
Chrissy's like, sing me a song. I'm like, alright, I'll sing you a song.
Chestnuts roasting on an
open fire.
I like y'all gonna make me lose my mind up in here. Up in here. Y'all gonna make me. Damn it, I'm not gonna have to try to find it.
You know what song we should sing? You remember that 1984 Ice Cube song they wrote for the NWA called Fuck the Police?
Yes.
An MC in New Zealand was arrested for singing that song at a club called, wait for it, The Illuminati.
Oh.
the Illuminati.
Yeah, that was the name of the club. And the guy was arrested for singing Fuck the Police.
For singing Fuck the Police, he was arrested?
Yeah.
Okay, anybody out there who is listening in on this call from my end, fuck you. Come here and I'll tell this to your face, okay?
All right.
Anyway.
They didn't just arrest him, they also arrested his DJ and the bar manager.
Oh.
Yeah. Because in New Zealand, the police... do you have police that come into bars and clubs and stuff like that where you, they just, like, cruise the night in a little pack, you know, like a little gaggle of assholes?
Well, no, they usually...
Into each and every club?
Well, Not what they do is they're usually undercover, and they go in just to see if for your safety if the club is packed, if it's overpacked. But a lot of times all they do is they go and collect protection money so that way the club can stay open and have as many people as they want. So.
Get on the club.
What the fuck are you doing?
The cops are totally insane here.
Yes.
I mean, they will scream at you. They're not.
They're roided and raged and all of that kind of shit. And we've got the same kind of mentality here. And you know what, really? I think it's actually generating a new class of people to kind of emerge really out of the shadows. Cop haters, man. The cops.
And weren't they really just like kind of walk up to you like, we're writing you up because you broke this code in the. I mean, it doesn't look too confrontational, but, you know, people still bow down to it. It's really weird.
Ladies and gentlemen, Christy Aphrodite.
Hi.
Hey, Christy.
How you guys doing? I'm just following orders. Louis demanded I call in.
Following orders. There's none of that here.
Yeah, I usually try not to do too much of that, but some of them are actually enjoyable.
All the neighborhood guys come here to jack off, you know.
Bend over. No. I'm in Louis B mode now.
Wow.
You seem to be breaking up a bit there, Christy.
Oh, am I?
Well, no, she's coming. Anyways, I got the song queued up and ready. This is Long Live Palestine by Low Key.
Yeah. This is for Palestine, the Mona, West Bank, Gaza. This is for the child that is searching for the answer. Wish I could take your tears and replace them with laughter. Long live Palestine, long live Gaza. Palestine, the Mona, West Bank, Gaza. This is for the child that is searching for the answer. Wish I could take your tears and replace them with laughter. Long live Palestine.
While we listen to tunes made by ignorant fools, Israel blocked the UN from delivering food. They bring in the troops and you won't even glimpse at the news. They make money off the products that we're quick to consume. And
alright, I guess we can't play it. Because it's coming.
Hey, no, you know what? I think it was Israel. They're so hooked in with all their fabulous little, what are they called, telecommunications companies, and they can read everybody's email and listen to everybody's phone calls.
They generate Amdocs records in America. Uh-huh.
Yeah, but I can guarantee you they've got somebody working on it, you know, right now.
Make sure that Palestinian song does not get on air.
We love you, Israel.
Yeah, I think I still have one last trick up my sleeve to see if it fixes it. Okay.
Stop, ladies and gentlemen. Louis up to his last trick.
My last trick. Speaking about tricks, how much do hookers go for in New Zealand?
$100 an hour.
Damn, that's cheap.
That's what my friend told me.
All right.
You read it somewhere.
Well, in fact, I was taken out to a strip club once by my brother's friend from Tahiti, and he spent $500 a piece at a strip club here. It's pretty insane, man.
That is insane.
Really? Yeah.
You know,
I've never known someone who spent that.
Yeah, you could get an Xbox for that much money. You know, $500. Are you kidding me? You know,
Are they quite as fun to play with as strippers, by the way?
Well, no, but you know, but you get to keep it. You get to keep it for a long time, not just for a couple minutes.
That's true.
$500 to get an STD if they rub up on you the wrong way.
Oh, Mikey, you're such a...
arrested, punched in the face, shot in the face.
Well, prostitution's actually legal here.
All right,
Yeah, I think Louis found his new home.
Yes, yeah, and Christy found a new career.
Immigration's a real bitch.
Yeah. Is it? All right.
My producer.
Hey, I'm just saying, you know, I'm trying to help you out.
Are you getting in tune with your divine feminine?
Yeah, right. They're all a piece of God, right, Christy?
Basically, it works like this. If you're poor, got no money, no skills, and you live on a Pacific island somewhere, New Zealand wants you, and your immigration will be a fucking cinch. But if you're white, if you've got money, and if you're educated, and if you have valuable skills...
Yay, I'm dark-skinned.
...they milk you. Oh, yeah.
I'm a dark...
Maybe I'll pass. I don't know. Some people call me a Mexican, so maybe I'll get through.
Yeah. Well, that's what it's like in New Zealand. Like, Pacific Islanders are our Mexicans, you know, with all the illegal immigration and all of that kind of stuff going on. This is all part of a New World Order plot to balkanize everybody.
It's trying to make the whites mad. It's trying to make the people of other races mad. Instead of engaging in actual dialogue where everybody's treated equal, you know, they think it's got to be one way or the other. Either the white man's got it all or the white man gets stomped on. I mean, there's no...
Let me play this song. Let me see if it worked with this song. I just turned it mono, and Chrissy, stop beating the crap out of them keys.
Sorry.
It's either affirmative action or apartheid, basically. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so here it is. This is Long Live Palestine by Low Key, take two. Well, take three.
Yeah. This is for Palestine, with more love, respect, Gaza. This is for the child that is searching for the answer. With a shock of taking tears and replaced them with laughter.
Still?
Yeah.
You know what we can do? Because the song, I heard a little bit into it last time you tried it, and it was talking about them blocking the UN. You know, I'm not tricked. I don't think the UN is really there to help. So, you know.
What took you off?
Was it the rape?
I'm not being tricked.
We're getting rid
of the UN right now. Come on. Let's go.
Yes. Yeah, in fact, I don't know if anyone, if you haven't gone to my YouTube channel, I have a video that me and two other guys, we were messing around with United Nations security guards, because, you know, the UN building is here in New York City, so we decided to go over there and just fuck with them, like, really bad, and just started talking shit. But I mean, the funny thing was, we started filming the security guards, because they were playing solitaire. on the computer, they got there, and then they try to run us away, and since it was three against two, three of us and two of them, were like, okay, let's do this. They went back into their booth.
I want to play my solitaire, don't worry.
Yeah. I mean, because who would have thought
that, you know, you'd overpower. Playing solitaire, they're not going to hurt you, you know. I would have left that alone, maybe.
Yeah. All right. So I wouldn't
have been afraid of the solitaire wielding security guard. You know, it was just like, oh Jesus Christ! The solitaire cards are like billy clubs these days.
Yeah. Imagine what you have to go through just to get hired as security there. You probably have to give them a semen sample, a blood sample, not to mention your fingerprints, your eye scan. You know. Where your family lives and what country they live in, so that way, in case you get fired, they can just send a cleanup crew. It must be stressful.
You know, when you give them a semen sample, what are you supposed to get off on?
They give you aborigine porn, really, because they walk around freeballing all the time. I mean, but
funny story about Aborigines. A friend of mine, when I was in art class when I was 15, his brother was working at a Mitre 10. You know, it's kind of like a warehouse or whatever. You buy tools and stuff. And this Aborigine guy comes in and he buys a bottle of methylated spirits. And he looks at him and he says, "Do you want a straw with that?" And And he got fired.
Wow.
Pretty ruthless, eh? But in actual fact, they do drink the methylated spirits, man. Aborigines, up until, I think it was up to, as late as, I think it was 1982 or 87, I forget which, it was still legal to hunt Aborigines as game.
Wow.
You know? They were treated as subhuman for a long time.
Wow.
You know, and people wonder why Australia is kind of backwards. I mean, the only difference between Australians and cheese is that if you leave cheese in the desert for 200 years, it develops culture.
Wow.
Ouch. Did you hear about that guy? I don't know if you heard about him. Did you hear about that guy? I think he was the first prosecuted under the so-called hate laws.
Yeah.
In Australia?
Well, no, but I did hear, you know how we say the word H, you know, like house is spelt with an H, right? In Australia, they don't say H, they say H. And so I thought, you know, in an effort to, you know, curtail this misusage of the letter, that they should pass anti-H speech laws.
That kind of makes sense, though, because it like, starts with the sound it makes. I'm not going to say that, but comic.
All right.
And today on Wheel of Fortune.
It makes more sense than Zed. Zed.
Zed's what we call as opposed to Z. You know, it's the same sound. You know, and I guess you're actually really quite correct in there, because if the word don't have the same sound at the front, you know, of the letter or whatever, you know, then what the hell's going on here? I mean,
well,
A
doesn't make sense because double U, you know, it's not wobble U, but
okay,
but. I mean, our letters make no sense, but I don't know how Z can be Z if B can't be bed and C said and D dead, and, you know, it makes no sense.
Yeah, anyway. Well, we actually had a band in New Zealand called Zed, and they actually had to spell it Z-E-D to prevent the Americans from calling them Z.
Never heard of them.
Yeah.
So they couldn't just...
And that's the wonderful achievements of New Zealanders by international standards. Yeah. Fuck all. Although, our former Prime Minister, Helen Clark, with teeth like a shark, is now number three at the UN and gets to dispense $9 billion worth of vaccines every year to the fabulous continent of Africa.
Helen Clark, by the
way. Yeah.
I ambushed Helen Clark once. In fact, I was too scared to do it. I had to get my previous co-host, Will, to do it for me because I was too scared.
With
yeah,
Will.
She's fucking scary, man. Will and she got these very very freaky teeth and kind of thing, and she was on her way to the Masonic Northern Club for dinner when we kind of punched in, and it was great, man, because we were dressed up in really nice dress shirts and good pants and all of that kind of stuff. We tried to dress up like real wankers, so we fit right in. And we sat around for about an hour or so, stealing their wine and eating their hors d'oeuvres and stuff like that. And we weren't invited. We just decided we'd come and partake because she was getting given. And this is what the annoying thing that happens with these globalists is that they get all these free awards, don't they? Helen Clark was getting a double doctorate.
They get it off the backs of the people of the world. So, you know, it's not really stealing if you go and take their wine.
Yeah.
Well, she was getting a double doctorate in law. A double doctorate in law. Who gets a double doctorate in law just handed to them, right? 7 years of working hard and being a slave and having no sleep and fucking over everybody in the courtroom. That is somebody who I would recommend gets their law doctorate. But no, unfortunately, all you have to do is just fuck over a country for 9 years and then get promoted to chief. Vaccine squalene hander outer at the UN, and all of a sudden your fucking law degree is done.
Oh. Oops. I'm slacking. Hold on. I'm slacking.
It doesn't sound the same anymore. It's got more of a weird ring to it.
Yeah, it's kind of distorting a little.
There you go. That sounded normal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Back onto hold on a second. Have any of us got a leader that we can admire, that we can vote for?
Barack Obama. You know.
Louis B. Louis B. Louis B. is bringing on the Lou World Order will come and bring about the change.
The Lou World Order with the Lou Age religion. Oh yeah.
Yes.
it'll be headed by Lucifer.
Yes. Well, no.
Lucifer. There you go. Lucifer.
Yes. No. We will come with 15 world religions. Well, actually 30. And it will be all free market religions. You could start actually. There's also a religion that will be a la carte. It will be a combination of various beliefs. You know, pick and choose what you want to worship. Yes. Yes.
Louis Sefer.
Yes. Yes. So.
Illuminati.
Yes. Yeah, but anyways, anybody got any final thoughts before we close out the show today?
Yes, I'd just like to reflect how much I love Big Brother.
A Negro.
If you don't agree, then the mafia bosses are going to come and kill you.
Oh.
There's just no getting around it.
Okay, and with that...
Attention, Walmart customers. All black people, leave the store now.
Beat it.
I've got one final word to say.
Yes.
I think it's great we've got patriots and truthers on all sides of the world. And in America, you guys have got a lot of choice about who you listen to on the radio or who shows you watch and YouTube and all of that kind of jazz. But in New Zealand, it's basically just me. And it's quite a shame, frankly, to be from a country where only one person has actually bothered to get off their ass and get into patriotic type of radio and ambushing scum and all of that kind of jazz. And quite frankly, the only reason why I'm doing it at all, and the only reason why there's a few other people in this country doing it, is because we were inspired by the people in America doing it. You know?
Just
and
take one
yay!
Piece of advice. Don't turn into this top dog type of figure where you gotta act like Alex Jones and shut everybody down who has a different idea.
That's all part of the agenda.
I wonder who's the Louis B. New Zealand guy. He's probably the guy that everyone's like told him to go fuck himself like 10 times and say, you know what, I'm going to do my own radio show. And I'm going to say Z instead of Z. I'm just going to be a radical one. Shit. knowing me, it will be the dude that was arrested for just masturbating on people.
That would be you, Louis.
That's a violation of the non-aggression principle. That's prayer.
Okay, Mike. All right. Don't hurt yourself. Okay. just don't. Just stop. Just stop. Don't. You're like. I'll save you. All right. Just.
I don't want you jizzing me or other people.
Well, point is, at least, there's patriots everywhere, and we're all sticking up for our own countries, and I think we should all stick together in the global sense, because we've all got our sovereignty under attack. That's it.
Alrighty. When's your show again?
Monday through Friday, 5 till 7 Central, on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And also, you can visit my site. You can check up on all the archives. I've had all the advertisements and all that kind of jazz removed. At thevinnyeastwoodshow.com is Vinny with a Y, because it's the most important question. And basically, we make jokes about all the great, terrible things that are going on. But unfortunately, unlike Crotshot Radio, we're bound by FCC regulation.
God bless me. Christy?
Yeah, so we all say a hard host and step over here so we can cuss and
yeah.
have some fun.
The Crotch Shot Radio is like American Freedom Radio show host guilty pleasure, you know? It's like,
yes.
Yeah, the Crotch Shot Radio is like the dark chocolate of radio.
Yes.
Exactly. It's fine red line.
Yep, it's good for your heart.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't call it a fine red wine. I'd probably say it was a fine red wine before it turned to vinegar.
Wow. Still good. It's still good for you.
Oh, you're so vinegar, Louie.
Yeah, well. There you go.
I agree. It is good for us, because laughter is the best medicine.
Mm-hmm. So, yes. Christy, Christy, when's your show, and how can people find you, and where are those nude pictures?
I'm right after Vinny, 7 to 9 p.m. Central, Monday through Friday, on American Freedom Radio, or you could go to truthbrigade.com and listen and chat there. And good news, a year ago today, I was just being delivered to prison after my children were kidnapped. So I was a little nervous about doing the show today because today was my 2-year anniversary on AFR, and we know what happened on the 1-year anniversary. So anyways, didn't get any doors beat down or anything like that today.
Yay.
So I'm looking forward to year number 3. Hopefully, cop and arrest free on the show, because it just kind of seems to be one of those things that happens on Truth Brigade Radio.
Yeah.
This time will be one more.
I'm here.
We'll hear them hitting the floor as you continue your broadcast.
Alrighty, yep. So, anyways, with that, I'd like to thank Vinny, Christy, Mike, Casey, Dive Man, Nancy, Jim
Aquaman.
I would like to thank John Smith of the Mormon Religion. I would like to thank L. Ron Hubbard for being
Joseph Smith.
I don't
Joseph
care.
Smith.
I don't give a crap.
Get it right.
Okay, whatever. I don't give a damn. See, that's how much I care, give a crap. Anyways, with that,
everybody get that wrong. I mean, that's why it's said that.
Yeah.
I just want to say one swear word before I go.
Oh, okay. Oh, damn it. I wasn't prepared.
There we go.
I
apologize to the listeners.
There you go. Yes.
Yes, we should cuss. Just cuss us right now.
Go ahead.
Get it out, Benny.
Go ahead.
Get it out.
Benny?
Okay.
Where's Benny? Who's Benny? Benny's not here.
Benny, what, are you deaf? Or am I retarded? I mean, what?
You're retarded.
Or maybe both.
She knows it's Benny. It starts with a V. It ends with an E.
Oh, Vinny. Vinny, she said Benny.
Yeah, yeah.
There's an N in it.
Okay.
But Benny Benassi.
Alrighty. I'm a...
All right, thanks, Louis.
Yeah, so just cuss Benny. Get it all out.
Go ahead.
All right, well, I'd like to shout out to all the New World Order cockswangle and jism stained fuck nuggety cockbags. Pieces of shit. with the Playboy scum on top. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Awesome.
Okay. I was a little unfulfilled by that.
Me too.
Damn. Christy, your turn.
Death to the New World Order, death to the state, up with the sovereignty of the individual, death to the New World Order.
Okay, Christy, your turn. Please be as filthy as possible.
I just have to say, fuck you. You're cool. And fuck you. There.
Hey, that's how...
It's that time again, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to another fabulous edition of the Crotch Shot Radio Show, hosted by Louis B., the indomitable son of a bitch.
Damn.
That would have been a perfect time to cut off to the music.
Damn.
Yep,
dude.
Anyways, yeah, from my house to your house, mahalo. It's not good. Damn. All right.
Nighty-night.
Nighty-night.
Hey, Louis, aloha. And gay.
What?
Mahalo.
Yep, you heard me. It's okay.
What?
Yeah, don't play that game. It's the end of the show. You know, it's okay. We love you anyways.
Again, every damn show you're on. Every damn show you're on.
No, no, no. If you don't want to do your own research.
Hope you're all right. It's been rough for me.
Show with this bitch, I swear to God.